Listening. Task 1. You will hear a telephone conversation about a job vacancy. For items 1 to 5, choose the best option A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds before a second recording. Now, you have 30 seconds to look at questions 1 to 5. Now, we begin.
Hello, Top Job Employment Agency. Ellen Sykes speaking. How can I help you?
Good morning. My name's Steve Collins and I'm calling about the call centre job advertised in today's paper.
For an operative handling credit card inquiries?
Yes, that's right. The wages and working conditions are all in the ad, so what I'd like to know now is what the work actually consists of. I should explain that I'm a student looking for a summer job, not long-term employment.
That's okay. The people at Intercard say they've always found students to be honest, which of course is essential in this line of work, and they have the basic IT skills needed there. Apparently, there have been a few who didn't find it easy to get there on time in the morning, but in most cases their punctuality is as good as anybody else's. Anyway, about the work. And I know a bit about this, because, as it happens, I've worked there myself.
Really?
Yes, for about a year. You'd find that most callers would be people wanting to check the balance on their cards, query payments made and so on.
And from those who've had their card stolen?
No, they ring another number for that, an emergency line. People also call that number if they lose their cards.
And what are most callers like? I mean, what kind of people are they?
All sorts, really. All ages, every kind of background. Though one definite trend is the change in the number of women. Nowadays, they make up around 55% of the total, whereas years ago, there used to be a majority of men calling. At one time, I heard, as many as 3/4 of all credit cards were actually held by men, but that must have been long before I was there.
It's certainly different now. So, to do this job, what sort of experience do I need?
None, really. Have you got a credit card yourself?
Yes, I have.
Then you probably know quite a bit about them already. And as a student, you're obviously intelligent, which of course you need to be for the job. So after a day or so working with an experienced operative, I'm sure you'll have picked up enough to deal with routine inquiries, which of course most of them are.
But there are bound to be questions I can't deal with, at least at first. What happens then?
In that case, you can ask a supervisor. They're very helpful to new staff.
I think I like the sound of this. What do I do next?
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now, listen again.
Hello, Top Job Employment Agency. Ellen Sykes speaking. How can I help you?
Good morning. My name's Steve Collins and I'm calling about the call centre job advertised in today's paper.
For an operative handling credit card inquiries?
Yes, that's right. The wages and working conditions are all in the ad, so what I'd like to know now is what the work actually consists of. I should explain that I'm a student looking for a summer job, not long-term employment.
That's okay. The people at Intercard say they've always found students to be honest, which of course is essential in this line of work, and they have the basic IT skills needed there. Apparently, there have been a few who didn't find it easy to get there on time in the morning, but in most cases their punctuality is as good as anybody else's. Anyway, about the work. And I know a bit about this, because, as it happens, I've worked there myself.
Really?
Yes, for about a year. You'd find that most callers would be people wanting to check the balance on their cards, query payments made and so on.
And from those who've had their card stolen?
No, they ring another number for that, an emergency line. People also call that number if they lose their cards.
And what are most callers like? I mean, what kind of people are they?
All sorts, really. All ages, every kind of background. Though one definite trend is the change in the number of women. Nowadays, they make up around 55% of the total, whereas years ago, there used to be a majority of men calling. At one time, I heard, as many as 3/4 of all credit cards were actually held by men, but that must have been long before I was there.
It's certainly different now. So to do this job, what sort of experience do I need?
None, really. Have you got a credit card yourself?
Yes, I have.
Then you probably know quite a bit about them already. And as a student, you're obviously intelligent, which of course you need to be for the job. So after a day or so working with an experienced operative, I'm sure you'll have picked up enough to deal with routine inquiries, which of course most of them are.
But there are bound to be questions I can't deal with, at least at first. What happens then?
In that case, you can ask a supervisor. They're very helpful to new staff.
I think I like the sound of this. What do I do next?
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Task 2. You will hear a speech about university societies. For items 6 to 10, choose the best option A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds before a second recording. Now you have 30 seconds to look at questions 6 to 10. Now, we begin.
Hi, and welcome to the Students' Union. You've all been here a week now, and hopefully you're finding your feet. You might be wondering what there is to do on campus, apart from going to lectures, doing essays, going out with friends and having late nights. Tonight, you're going to hear about some of the societies, clubs and associations that you can join as a new student, as well as the cultural events going on that might interest you. Richard Hillman from Student Services has come along this evening to tell you more.
Good evening. It's good to be here and to see you all. But let me say straight away that as students of the university, you are entitled to join free of charge over 100 societies on the official list. OK, let's begin. I'd be prepared to bet that whatever your interests, you're almost sure to find a club or society here for you. Not surprisingly, there are the long-established clubs that you can find at any university, like the football club or the drama society, along with a whole range of less usual clubs. For example, the Rock Society. We do have a rock climbing club here, but the Rock Society has nothing to do with outdoor activities. It's a music club. That takes me neatly onto the Mountaineering Club. Now, it might surprise you that a university in one of the flattest parts of the country has a thriving group of mountaineers. They meet twice a week on Tuesdays, from 5 in the afternoon until 10 o'clock in the evening, and on Thursday afternoons from 1 o'clock until 5. At their regular meetings, they use the climbing wall, but they also organise trips to real mountains both here and abroad during the vacation. Another rather out-of-the-ordinary society you might like to try is the Dance Club. They meet regularly every Friday. This term, they're running salsa classes. Next term, it's tango. And in the summer, it'll be Scottish dancing. Quite a selection. They also put on special events twice a term, either performances by visiting groups or actual dances. Their next event is next Saturday when they're putting on a Latin evening. Go along and try out your samba. At the moment, the dance club is trying to attract new members who may have new ideas for future classes and events.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now, listen again.
Hi, and welcome to the Students' Union. You've all been here a week now, and hopefully you're finding your feet. You might be wondering what there is to do on campus, apart from going to lectures, doing essays, going out with friends and having late nights. Tonight, you're going to hear about some of the societies, clubs and associations that you can join as a new student, as well as the cultural events going on that might interest you. Richard Hillman from Student Services has come along this evening to tell you more.
Good evening. It's good to be here and to see you all. But let me say straight away that as students of the university, you are entitled to join free of charge over 100 societies on the official list. OK, let's begin. I'd be prepared to bet that whatever your interests, you're almost sure to find a club or society here for you. Not surprisingly, there are the long-established clubs that you can find at any university, like the football club or the drama society, along with a whole range of less usual clubs. For example, the Rock Society. We do have a rock climbing club here, but the Rock Society has nothing to do with outdoor activities. It's a music club. That takes me neatly on to the Mountaineering Club. Now, it might surprise you that a university in one of the flattest parts of the country has a thriving group of mountaineers. They meet twice a week on Tuesdays from 5 in the afternoon until 10 o'clock in the evening, and on Thursday afternoons from 1 o'clock until 5. At their regular meetings, they use the climbing wall, but they also organise trips to real mountains both here and abroad during the vacation. Another rather out-of-the-ordinary society you might like to try is the Dance Club. They meet regularly every Friday. This term, they're running salsa classes. Next term, it's tango. And in the summer, it'll be Scottish dancing. Quite a selection. They also put on special events twice a term, either performances by visiting groups or actual dances. Their next event is next Saturday when they're putting on a Latin evening. Go along and try out your samba. At the moment, the dance club is trying to attract new members who may have new ideas for future classes and events.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task and transfer your answers to the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening task.